With CAP Radio News, I'm Mike Haggerty. Many Californians have seen firsthand how wildfire smoke makes living and breathing difficult. But what are the long-term impacts? Shahnaz Hussain is a UC Davis public health researcher. She recently received a $1.9 million state grant to study lethal cancers in firefighters. She told CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita her work is a step toward better understanding wildfire smoke's impacts on human health.
Our goal is really to look at the fire front where the firefighters work and begin to characterize the exposures that they come into contact with. We're also hoping to study firefighters themselves. And so for this, our approach is to enroll and engage with firefighters and study not just the fire exposures, but other potential risk factors for cancer that are related to their occupation, in the hopes that we can identify these risks and work to mitigate them through interventions in the future.
Why focus on firefighters for this research? Why are they the right group to look at?
Yeah, so firefighters are really important for our resiliency as a community against wildfires, which are increasing in frequency, increasing in intensity. You know, it's an occupation that really needs to be protected. And so in order to do that, we need to understand what their risks are for cancer, and we need to devise strategies to mitigate those risks.
I imagine that part of it, too, is that firefighters also are consistently experiencing the impacts of wildfire smoke, whereas other communities, it may be a little bit more inconsistent. Is that part of the thinking, too?
It is. You're right. So certainly any signals that we identify in this highly exposed community of firefighters would probably be more acute and more easily discernible than studying very large population that's exposed for very, as you say, inconsistently over long periods of time.
Is there anything else that we know about the long-term impacts of smoke and of wildfire in a community, or has that been kind of a tough question to answer for some reason?
It is a tough question to answer. You know, the challenge when we're looking at environmental exposures and their association with cancer risk or cancer survivorship is that there's often a very long latency period or lag time from when an individual is exposed or chronically exposed to when that cancer appears. So that creates a very large time and space in which we need to characterize that environmental exposure and link that to the cancer. And so it has been a very challenging question to address. That said, we've learned a lot from our basic scientists who study this in more controlled settings. So we certainly can appreciate that there are carcinogens in wildfire emissions. And now the challenge is to really understand the population influence of those exposures.
Is this pretty new, looking at how wildfires are impacting the health of people long term?
There's been a pretty strong body of literature focused on acute effects of wildfires and wildfire smoke. When you start to think more about these long-term effects, like cancer risks, there really is a very small literature to date. And that said, I think there is more and more attention being paid to this topic. And I know that there's lots of research groups, even in California, that are addressing this at the population level. And so I think over the next several years, we'll start to learn a lot more than we know currently.
That's UC Davis public health researcher Shahnaz Hussain speaking with CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita about her study looking at lethal cancers in firefighters who battle wildfires. You're listening to CAP Radio News.